from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Time to talk travel, and of course we hear from her from all sorts of amazing places, Dubai and from Europe and goodness knows where else. Today, Megan Singleton from Bethels Beach, west of Auckland. Hello, Megan.
Hello from the wild, wild west.
Are you there right now? Are you there right now?
Right now I'm at Hobsonville Point at a farmer's market. So all I'm doing is, you know, I've got an old-fashioned paper map and I'm actually following my nose. I do have a GPS to tell me other things that, you know, but look, when you look at an old-fashioned map, gosh, you see where everything is in relation to everything else. So what I've done this weekend is I've only booked two accommodations, one on Bethels Beach, which I have to tell you about, is a very cool Ara station. And Ara is the Maori word for a traditional pathway, and it sits at the bottom of the Hillary Trail. And so this woman has, the house has been built, it's an old kind of wooden colonial villa built like an old railway station, and it's rustic, and there's an open fire, and it overlooks the black sand dunes that go down to the beach, and there's, I put on my blog, there's more tuis out here than in a brewery, all singing of their love for the kowhai trees that are right in front of the house, and it's just amazing. And I have to say, to my shame, I haven't been out west in my 20-something years of living in Auckland, and so this is really for the Aucklanders and the people of the Upper North Island who are thinking, just a quick weekend escape to somewhere that we might not have been, that's not too touristy, go out to the black sand of the, you know, the Tasman Sea and see what's out there.
I am appalled that that is your first time at Bethels Beach. And Bethels Beach is one of my favourites. It's one of the easier beaches to actually get to on the west coast from Auckland. And you're right, Ara Station is very beautiful. I stayed there when I broke my arm. I couldn't go camping up north like I normally do. So we went to Bethels Beach and I went glamping. And it was a place called Wainamu Luxury Tents. And it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And Bethels Beach is just a gorgeous beach and incredible dunes and the lake and everything.
And horses and surfers, and in the summer they've got burger caravans. But then last night I went over to Kumu, so we had spent the afternoon in front of the fire because the rain, as you well know, was coming and going all day yesterday at Riverhead, and then we stayed at this amazing luxury B&B called Duck Pond, where there are ducks in a pond, and there's the terrier is about to have puppies. In fact, we spoke to the lady this morning. Has she had them? So we're still not sure if they've come yet. There are lambs. Angelina and Brad are the new lambs that she's feeding. And we went to the tasting shed for dinner. So I'm just going on the locals' recommendations as to where to go. So hence this morning I found myself at the Hobsonville Point Farmers Market and a little cafe. And then we're going to tootle off to Murawai and go and see the gannets if the weather permits.
Yes, for those people who haven't been to Murawai, which I'm sure you've been to Murawai before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, once. I can't remember, Andrew. I live out east. I don't come this way so far. Friends say to me, see, it's not so far. I say to them, I drove for days. I need a thermos and a blanket to come out this far.
The gannets surfing on... I can't believe you. The gannets surfing on the wind around the rocks at Murawai are one of the great natural wonders of the Auckland region and need to be seen by everybody. There we go.
That's what I'm going to do right after I've hung up from you.
Very good stuff. Megan Singleton.